Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we're coming up here on year's end. What are some of your reflections on the season and some of the legislative challenges you may be looking at in 2018?
Well, first and foremost, on behalf of my wife, Rebecca, my sons, W. Pearson Preston, my staff, and myself, I'd like to wish you and yours a very happy new year. May 2018 bring you good health, happiness, and much success. As your state representative, I look forward to the new year with goals to address a variety of issues aimed at improving our Commonwealth and our local communities. Budget reform is a top priority as we prepare for Governor Tom Wolf to unveil his 2018-2019 budget proposal in early February, working to avoid a repeat of the disastrous process that took place last year. The House has already approved a series of bills aimed at reforming the budget process by closing loopholes, boosting transparency, and placing caps on spending. We will continue to pursue the reforms necessary to ensure our process produces a budget that is responsible and in the best interest of all taxpayers. Other priorities in the new year will include welfare reforms to ensure taxpayer funds designated to support people who truly need it aren't being diverted to people who are cheating the system, preventing opioid abuse and ensuring services are available to help those who are addicted, public safety measures to support law enforcement officers, and enacting policies to promote job creation within the Commonwealth.
And even though it's not a census year, there is an interesting government effort to count farmers in the United States. And I understand that this effort is ongoing right now and could be really important for Pennsylvania.
Well, farmers across Pennsylvania are encouraged to take part in the 2017 Census of Agriculture being conducted by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The census seeks to count anyone who earns at least $1,000 per year growing food or other crops. The data is used to develop food and agriculture policies and programs for the entire country, including funding decisions. The 2017 census form, which requires an estimated 50 minutes to complete, must be returned by February 5, 2018. Hard copies of the form have been mailed. However, respondents are encouraged to respond online at www.agcensus.usda.gov. With Pennsylvania as a leader in the agricultural industry, it's important our farmers and producers stand up and be counted.
And as we get into the new year here, there could be an important change coming up for government-issued IDs in Pennsylvania. Some real changes that could require you to produce some documentation in order to get it all straightened out. What's going on here?
PennDOT has launched a public awareness campaign outlining the steps for residents who wish to get a Real ID-compliant driver's license. Although the Real ID products will not be available until 2019, PennDOT encourages residents who want them to obtain any required documents in plenty of time. Those documents would include birth certificates with the raised seal, Social Security card, proof of all legal name changes, and two proofs of current Pennsylvania address. The federal government has extended the deadline for Real ID compliance in Pennsylvania until October 10, 2018. Rest assured that current driver's licenses and identification are still acceptable ID for domestic air travel and entry into certain federal facilities. Additional information about what you need to complete the Real ID application process can be found at PennDOT's website, www.dmv.pa.gov. And further details about obtaining a copy of your birth certificate can be found at the PA Department of Health's website at www.health.pa.gov. My office can also assist with obtaining copies of birth certificates, which can take up to 4 or 6 months. Please contact us at 724-438-6100.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling.